Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Neera.
In June 2016.
And the theme was education.
Good evening. Now, in America, there are about 250 million people, of which there are about 50 million African Americans. But it is estimated that there are only 300 African Americans who have a PhD in mathematics. One day, there was an American columnist, and he said that because black mathematicians have never won a Field Medal, this means that black people are mentally inferior to everybody else because then there's never can be a top black mathematician. In the 1980s, when I was 10, all my friends used to be playing Batman and Robin and Superman, but I used to have this calculator and I used to press it until the buttons were flashing at me. Because in a way, I always had this dream that one day I'd become a super mathematician. And I would go off to school, and then on occasions I would actually beat my classmates and get to top of the class. And then because I went to, let's say, a predominantly white school, I used to be racially teased because I was not supposed to be good at mathematics, and I used to take this into heart. So even though I was strong at mathematics, I wasn't very passionate about it. You know, I thought it's just a way to get to one place to another. And in 1985, when I actually spoke to my careers teacher, the careers teacher said to me, "What do you want to be?" And I said, "Well, I wouldn't mind doing something which involves mathematics, something which is logical." And it says, "We got a good one for you, Naira. You should be a boxer." I thought. So I did my GCSEs, went on to do my A-levels and did my degree, which was also had, let's say, mathematics in content. And as I realized that I wasn't probably, again, wasn't the best in school, but I started to do some self-studying about mathematics. I started to get more passionate about it. And then about when I was starting, let's say, my first job, they sent me off to a mathematical conference. And I thought, okay, this is really good, because what I really like doing is I like watching all of these mathematicians doing all their complicated algebra on the board. I like watching it. I also like a football fan watching great players playing football. I wasn't playing football. I like watching them doing it. And then I ran into this group of Americans, and they said, "Hello." And I said, "Hello, and who are you?" And I said, "Actually, we are the Congress of African-American Research Mathematicians." And they're saying, "Well, what are you doing here?" I said, "I'm watching these guys doing all mathematics." And says, "No, actually, you know, really and truly, there are historical reasons why if you are passionate about mathematics, or if you're good at mathematics, that you really should do a PhD in mathematics." So after that, I really got inspired and thought, okay, maybe I should do a PhD in mathematics. So I applied to my local university, which is Aston University, and I managed to get some good references from the lecturers I did my degree with. And I went to see, let's call him Professor X. And I said there was my application, went in for the interview, shook his hand and thought, wow. And they said, "So what do you want to do?" And I said, I'm here for the interview for a PhD. That's why you've invited me here. And it says, "Well, you are technically weak and you are naive if you ever think that you can do a PhD. So I left that place feeling really discouraged and defeated. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe it was true that doing a PhD for somebody of my colour is like a golden fleece. It's out of my reach. And then my parents actually got hold of me and they spoke to me and they said, Naira, you don't need anybody's permission to be a great mathematician. And from that, I really did get inspired and I carried on doing my self-studied. And I really started beginning to start eating and sleeping and dreaming mathematics. And I went on to do a very good mathematical career, but without doing a PhD. But you're not regarded as a proper professional mathematician without a PhD. But I still managed to do a career which had quite a bit of mathematical content. Well, like one time I went over to the Netherlands and I wrote a computer virus that made a Formula One car go faster. And so I thought, well, that's quite good. So, but it came up to, let's say, about 2004, where I was just doing mathematics self-studying, and I was still very much like the analogy of a football fan, just watching all these great mathematicians doing all these things and thinking, wow, I'd love to do that, but I'm not good enough. And then I took my son to a nursery school, and the teacher, also it was infant school, and the teacher said to my son, Philip, what do you want to be when you grow up? And Philip says, I want to be a mathematician. And then the teacher said to him, you will never be a mathematician. You can grow up and be a singer. And I thought, oh, okay, this is where I need to break that cycle. This is where I need to break that cycle. I can't give up in the eyes of my son. I need to go for it. So I got into contact with one of my friends who was a university lecturer, and I persuaded him to allow me to do a part-time PhD. Quite challenging because I was working full-time at the time and also raising a family. So that was back in 2004, 2005. I started a part-time PhD, and it was quite challenging because what I needed to do was I needed to extend a 350-year-old mathematical theorem. So in 2014, I finally got there. I actually achieved my PhD. And there's more. A couple of days later, there's this organization called the Science Council, which is an umbrella organization for professional scientific societies out there. They was running an award, and they awarded me as one of the top 100 practicing scientists in the UK. Sorry, and there's more. Now, there is a book called The Who's Who, which has been around since 1849. Now, if you reach the top of your field, you get into The Who's Who. So, and it comes out every year, and you remain in that book. Once you get into that book, you remain in that book until you pass away, and then you go into another book called Who Was Who. Yeah. Right. So, and currently there's around about 33,000 entries in the Who's Who, of which there are only 30 mathematicians. Now, those mathematicians tend to be the top mathematical geniuses of the UK. In 2015, I became the first black mathematician to get into the Who's Who. Okay. So I'm glad that I persevered with my dream, and I thank God that I didn't listen to my careers teacher and became a boxer, and that I did realise my kid's dream, my childhood dream, of being some type of super mathematician. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories and to attend a live event, head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.